بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد respected علماء my teacher السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته I'm going to be very brief inshallah because my husband's here so inshallah I'm going to tell you inshallah briefly about the history of Darul Ilm and how it is today inshallah in front of you inshallah you know alhamdulillah a few years ago 2-3 years ago alhamdulillah the local ulama got together and you know, thought about doing something for Rochdale because alhamdulillah look all around greater Manchester there's other places there's many things going on and alhamdulillah we thought you know we should do something in Rochdale a lot of things came into in our head you know nursery primary school secondary school so many things came into our head And then we did Mashura, and then we went to Hazrat and we asked him, you know, what should we do? And Hazrat also gave Mashura that, you know, do an over 16 Alim class because it's very easy. Because when you go for, you know, a secondary school or something like that, there's a lot of paperwork. You know, those people who know about schools, you find there's a lot of paperwork needed. You have to go through a year or so just to give them paper and make them happy. And they come for school inspection, and it's very difficult. So inshallah, with Hazrat Mashura, we said inshallah, we're going to start an Alim class. Inshallah, over 16 Alim class, and it's not going to be an issue. Alhamdulillah, with the help of the masjid, you know, the committee and Hafiz Sahab and everyone, they helped us. And said we will start it here, inshallah. And then we had the building at Mayfield. Everybody knows, everybody's been there. Alhamdulillah, it's transformed and it's, you know, alhamdulillah, the maktab is running there. And that building was chosen, inshallah, that we will have the Alim class there. So then we went to Hazrat, and we asked him that we need a name for this Alim class that we're starting, inshallah. And then we took more than 40 names. I've still got the names, you know, in my phone. More than 40 names, we went and said, you know, these are some of the names that we, you know, we came up with. You know, it's up to you, Hazrat. You know, whatever you choose, inshallah, you know, that will be the name of the Alim class, inshallah. So then after a few days, a week or 2 weeks later, I went back and asked Hazrat, you know, what, you know, did you, you know, have you chosen a name? And Hazrat said that, you know, alhamdulillah, in the dream, this Darul Ilm, alhamdulillah, was given. Darul Ilm was given, alhamdulillah. So this was the name, you know, alhamdulillah, it's from up there, inshallah, and this was chosen for Darul Ilm. Then when we came back and we spoke to, you know, Hafiz Sahab and some of the committee, I think Zafar Bhai was there and everyone, we said that Hazrat said that Darul Ilm. And they started, you know, they were surprised. I said, why, you know, why are you surprised? Mustafa was there, inshallah, and he said, why are you surprised? He said, you know, that building, it was previously a pub. And it was called the Elm Pub. And they were surprised, you know, said, look, Elm, Darul Ilm, it was the pub, you know, the pub, Elm Pub, and this is Darul Ilm. So from the place of Sharab and Khamar and alcohol, Allah has turned it into a place of Ilm. So, alhamdulillah. And, you know, actually there's a hadith, Al-Khamru Jumma'u Al-Ithm, that the alcohol is the source and of all evil. So inshallah, now we've turned that inshallah into an ilm, which is the source of all good. Inshallah. So Allah has, you know, yeah, hopefully Allah, inshallah, Allah accepts Darul Ilm. And we ask you to sincerely do dua for Darul Ilm. And currently, there are, alhamdulillah, in the beginning there was about 2-3 students. First, you know, I knew about Abdullah, he's going to study. And actually, we have a teacher called Maulana Abdullah as well. And then, you know, in Durban, there was a Mahmood and a Mahmood. So we thought about Abdullah and Abdullah. And there was sort of a similarity. Anyway, so there was a few students, alhamdulillah, in the beginning. Some students left because, as you know, over 16 is very difficult to commit 6 years of your life without working. So it's very difficult for parents to say, yeah, you go and study and you don't need to work. You know, and we will financially support you. It's very difficult. So alhamdulillah, at the end, we've got 6 students left. And alhamdulillah, they've completed a whole year. And you've heard so many times about Hafiz Farid Sahab. He's, I think he's 67 years old. Inshallah, see, I mean, you know, more than a pensioner, you know. Alhamdulillah, Allah has accepted him. It's all about acceptance. مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ That if Allah wants something good, you know, of you, then Allah will give you the samajh of his deen, his understanding of his deen. So Allah has chosen these people, and Allah has accepted them. So inshallah, we want all you know, to be part of Darul Ilm, to help in whichever way you can. And also do dua for them as they're going through exams. And inshallah, you know, you might have seen posters about a Hibs class, inshallah, after Ramadan, there'll be over 16 Hibs class, full-time, part-time. You know, Brother Khalil did a lot of mehnat for that. And inshallah, if anybody wants to, you know, we want to open a school in, you know, secondary madrasa school in Rochdale, and do as much khidmat as possible in Rochdale, because Rochdale needs, you know, these madrasas, you know, these schools, because, you know, you look at this, you know, your children that are going to school, do you know what they're being taught? Do you know what they're being taught? I think majority of the parents don't know what they're being taught. Okay? So we need these madrasas, we need these things to really help our children to become good Muslims. And they're not going to be good Muslims in a state school. They're not going to be good Muslims. So, inshallah, this whole year, you know, we've got students, and mashallah, the teachers, was five teachers that taught. We had our Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Mullah Shabir Sahib, Mullah Abdullah, Mullah Abdul Mubin Sahib, young ulama, and Mullah Abdul Mubin, the Imam of the Mirfield, the Darul Ilm down there, mashallah. So these were the teachers. Alhamdulillah, you saw all the students as well. And obviously, these things need some financial, support. And in the past year, I think £5,000-6,000 was spent. And mostly, it's like a qarz-e hasana. You know, obviously we need some financial support for that. So if anybody also wants to help towards Darul Ilm, and inshallah, in next year and a few years time, you see Darul Ilm is going to be. It's going to be huge, inshallah, with your du'as, with your support and help. So I'd like to thank everyone from the masjid, from the musallis, all the way to the people that are, the people that are running the masjid, the trustees and everyone, and all the teachers, the students, and Al Yusra as well. That they help a lot, and they're always behind the scenes. So mashallah, they help. And I would really like to thank our Hazrat, who's always guided us, always guided us, always very. He was so happy, so happy, so much dua he did. That when Darul Ilm started. So I would really, really, really like to thank him so much, inshallah. And wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. And I would like to call our Hazrat to come and address everyone, inshallah.